Revelation chapter 2 this morning, Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And so we are looking at Jesus' ministry to the churches, and in Revelation 2 and 3, he writes the letters to the seven churches. And in chapter 1 and verse 19, he says, "Write therefore the things that you have seen, those that are, and those that are to take place after this." And the things that are those, it's a reference really to the churches there that he is going to write letters to, the seven churches in Asia Minor, the church at Ephesus and Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. These were actual churches, as you can see from the video. There was the ruins of those churches, of those cities, and so there are actual literal cities in Asia Minor that had churches. It's modern-day Turkey today. Some of those cities don't exist anymore. Some of them still do. So, but he's writing to the things that are would be the to the churches there, and we know and as I think I noted last week, or maybe in the introduction, or sometime in the last five sermons, that these letters to the churches in Revelation, I don't look at these. Some people look at these and say, "Well, these are representing time frames during the history of the church," and I don't see that. I see that these letters are to seven existing churches that apply to every church at every era. And so we look at these and try to see what God has to say to us as he writes to the church in Ephesus. As the Lord Jesus writes this message to the church in Ephesus, what is he saying to us today? And is this message relevant to us today? It absolutely is. So we're in Revelation chapter 2. Let me just read verses 1 through 7. He says, "To the angel of the church in Ephesus write the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand,